We are up to Simin Kuf Yutes in Hilchas Tefillah, and we'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. Imratzo lahosif b'chol bracha mehem soyos, mein ha-bracha. If you wish to add in any of the brachas at the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, the brachas that are requests, mosif, you're allowed to add. Ketzad, what does this mean? Hayalo chola, someone's got a chola in his family, or someone he knows, mevakesh olav rachamim b'birkas refa'enu. So in the bracha of refa'enu, what he does is he adds in a tefillah for that particular chola. Hayatzarach parnasa, he is in need of parnasa, mevakesh olav b'birkas hashanim. So what he could do is add that to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. The Prima Gadim is medayik that what it says is hoyolo chole. Whereas davening for the future that one not be ill, that's not something that you would add into the Shemona Esrei. The Mishneh Berurah brings down from a prichadosh in the name of the Zohar that when you daven, it should be very clear. In other words, say exactly what it is that you want. He once again brings up the halacha that when you're davening for another person, if he is not in front of you, you mention his name. If he's in front of you, there's no need to mention his name. And the source to that is Moshe Rabbeinu davening for Miriam, kel na rafon lo. So the Ramah says now, Hagol, kushu mosif, yaschil bivrocha v'achar kach mosif. When you add something to the davening, you should first start the bracha, and it's only in the middle of the bracha that you add. Avalo Yosef acharkach yaschal abracha, whereas you don't add something before you even began the bracha, and that is that what you're supposed to show is that the matbea, the actual standard text that made by the Anshei Knesset Agdola, that is the ikur, and your own tefillah is the tuffel. The Prima Gadim says that what you should do is make sure that when you started the bracha, you stopped at a place that makes sense. Ubishomea tefillah, so the Machaber now says, in shomea tefillah, yochol lishol kol tzrochav, she koleles kol abakoshos. The bracha of shomea tefillah is all-inclusive, therefore anything in particular that you're in need of, that is in place to ask for it in the bracha of Shema Koleinu. The Mishneh Berurah brings a whole thing down here. He says that it is proper to be mizvada every day in Shomea Tefillah to say Chatosi Avisi Pashati, also to daven for your parnasa, for your mazonas. If there's a new avera that one Chalila committed since the last time he davened Shmoneh Esrei, then he should mention that. He should be mizvada and be mekabel al ha'osid, never to do this again. This is in Shomea Tefillah, and he should do it b'hachno, or at least b'kol bochim, at least sounding regretful. Further, Ul Rabbeinu Yonah, k'shemosid b'bracha me'ein osa bracha. The Rabbeinu Yonah now he differentiates between two different kinds of personal tefillahs, and that is a personal tefillah on behalf of an individual versus a personal tefillah on behalf of the tzibur. So he says, in Mosav Osa Bishvil Kol Yisrael, if it's for all of Klal Yisrael, and the Mishneh Berurah says that means, or a group of people, a Rabbim, Omer Osa B'Lashon Rabbim, so what he does is his tefillah should be in Lashon Rabbim, whatever it is that he's requesting, he should request it in the plural, V'lo B'Lashon Yachid, V'lo Yosef Ela B'Sof HaBracha, he should only add it at the end of the bracha, V'lo Be'emtza, not in the middle of it. What's the reason for that? Because if you're saying it b'lashon rabim, then it is very much like the matbea of tefillah, and it looks like you are adding to the text of the davening. Im shol tzrachov mamish, whereas if you're asking for something on an individual or personal basis, kagon sheyesh lo chola b'sof beiso, that there's someone ill in your own family, o shehu tzarech lafarnasa, or you're davening for your own parnasa, your own livelihood, yochol lishol afilo be'emtza bracha, you can ask even in the middle of the bracha, v'hu, with the condition sheyishal b'lashon yachid, that you're asking in the singular. So that a singular request, a request that is made in lashon yachid, in the singular, that does not look like you're changing the nusach of Shmoneh Esrei, because the nusach of Shmoneh Esrei is all b'lashon rabim. V'lo b'lashon rabim, u'bebirka shomea tefillah, says the Mechaber, what about the bracha of shomea tefillah? V'chein b'sof ha'tfilah, and at the end of the tefillah, bein kodem yulerotzon, bein achrov, whether it's before you yulerotzon, imrei fi, or afterwards, Yochel lishol bein b'loshen yochid, bein b'loshen rabin, bein tzrochov mamish, bein tzorche rabin. When is it that we differentiate? That's only in the middle brachas. Whereas the bracha of Shomea Tefillah or the end of Shmon Esrei, there you can add whichever tefillah you want, whether it be in Lashon Yochid or Lashon Rabin. The Mishnah Berurah also brings up that when the Tzibur is davening, meaning in a Chazaras HaShatz, when the Tzibur is davening, the halacha is that they're allowed to add even B'Lashon Rabin in the middle of a bracha. The Raya being Yom Kippur, we say Vidui in Chazaras HaShatz in the middle brachas of Shmon Esrei. He also mentions that there was a minig of saying Slichas in the bracha of Slach Lanu. There too, since it was done B'Tzibur. Siv Beis Yesh Misha Omer Shekashemosif B'Bracha L'Tzorich Yochid Lo Yarech. There's an opinion that even in the bracha of Shomea Tefillah, if you're davening on behalf of an individual, you are not marich b'tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, though, after Yiyul HaRatzon, you can be marich as much as one wishes. He also brings down that there's the Maisa that is recorded that when the Maharil took ill, they davened b'tzibur and they said Slichas. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses whether or not one can derive from here that the Rabin is allowed to daven for the Yochid in Chazaras HaShatz and actually lengthen a bracha, and lengthen it considerably. His maskani is that since he was a person that the Rabin was Tzrichim Lo, he was a person that the entire Tzibur needed desperately, therefore it's considered Tzarchei Rabin, and it is permissible. Whereas, if the Rabin is davening for the sake of a Yochid, they would not add that to the middle of a bracha.